Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train, let's ride. I've got another story for you. It was Sunday, and since it was almost spring, I decided to get my garden ready for planting. The sky was gray, and it was a little cold. I made a cup of hot tea and went outside. When I got outside, I saw 11 deer in my yard. I counted them. There were 11. I just stood there, the steam rising from my cup of tea, and the deer just staring back at me. They were there for a long time, long enough for me to count them 3 times to make sure there were really 11 deer. All of them had those white butts. There were some little ones that had spots on their backs, too. I didn't move anything on my body at all. I tried to stay perfectly still. I tried not to even breathe because I didn't want to scare them away. What I really wanted was for them to come closer to me and let me pet them. I wanted nature to accept me. I know, I'm a human being. And of course, only pets I've had have let me hold them or pet them. Every wild animal I've ever seen runs away when they see me, except maybe flies. I guess flies are wild too, but no cute animal that I would want to come near me does come near me. That never happens. I once saw a guy in a park who lifted his hand up and a little bird landed on it. Amazing, I thought. That is so cool. How did he do that? I wished I could do that. I thought in that moment that maybe if I could show those 11 deer my true spirit of peace and gentleness, that maybe they would come closer and let me pet them. Maybe they would rub their noses on me as if to say, "You're not like all the others. You're not like all those bad humans who want to kill us with guns and eat us." Then I thought of the time when my neighbor, who does hunt deer, brought me some stew he made out of deer meat. I remembered how I ate it and how delicious it was, and how I brought back the plastic container it was in and told him, "Thank you so much for the delicious deer stew." And he smiled, and I thought, how nice this neighbor is. Yet that man killed one of these beautiful creatures, and I ate one of them. And worst of all, I enjoyed it. That was before I became a vegetarian, of course. I realized then that the deer were being just as still as I was, and just as I was watching them as closely as I could, they were watching me as closely as they could, and I wondered if they wanted me to come nearer to them, like I wanted them to come nearer to me. Maybe it was like when two people like each other, but they're both too shy to get things started. One of them just needs to be brave and take that first step, then both of them get even happier. So I took one, just one little step toward the deer, and all 11 of them ran off in a flash. I turned my head, watching them go. My tea was still steaming. I took a sip and thought, well, goodbye, dear. You're always welcome here. Then I thought, well, actually, I'm planting a garden. So I changed my invitation to, goodbye, dear. You're always welcome here. But please don't eat out of my garden. Then I thought that sounded a little selfish. So I decided to plant a few things outside the garden that the deer could eat, that anyone could eat. Some lettuce and flowers and things. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.